Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Welcome back to the show. It gives me great pleasure to introduce Mr. Simon English, a journalist with the Evening Standard. Simon, how are you doing? Right, I wanted to cover a piece you wrote in the Standard this week about the oil majors, BP and Shell. You had a lunch with Mr. Bailey, who is a fund manager, and the headlines are, oil needs to be above 60 to 70 for Shell to be comfortable. It doesn't look like it's going to be there for years. Is this the time to sell these shares at the dividend payers? Extraordinaire.
Well, I did write it like that. There were a few caveats in there where I admitted I could be wrong, and that in general in the past, people who advocated ditching Shell and BP always proved wrong. Never sell Shell is the city cliche.
Yep.
Stephen made a very good case over a lunch as to why he should sell Shell and the rest, and it'd been on my mind too, and I do think it might be the case that those companies really, really have peaked. There's lots of reasons why. I think that, and he thinks that their dividend payments are just unsustainable. They are borrowing from the future
to
pay these massive, chunky divvies. The shares are haven't gone anywhere for 5 years or so. And there's just this feeling that their balance sheets are stretched. You've got renewable energy suddenly looking like a proper proposition rather than just a fad for green people. You've got the Saudis selling off a chunk of their own oil company. Well, if the people who know most about the oil market are selling their shares, why should we buy them? Something's up. And then in America, what you've got is Donald Trump ready to pump shale like there's no tomorrow, drill shale like there's no tomorrow, make sure that America is energy independent. It just may not need anyone else to provide energy for it. And where does that leave our big oil companies? In potentially a tight spot, I'd say.
Understood. So you obviously don't hold these shares in your portfolio. Did you get much feedback from the general public going, hold on, you can't sell Shell?
Yeah, I did. It was one of those ones I knew that there was going to be a lot of feedback when I was writing it. I knew that there would be a lot of people telling me I was completely wrong and how could you? And obviously everybody that wrote to me to say you're completely wrong is someone who owns a bucket load of Shell and BP and are completely relying on those endless divvies that they get either to fund their retirement now or to fund it in the future. So they hope I'm wrong. Part of me hopes I'm wrong too. I mean, those dividend payments are extraordinary. Whatever it is from Shell, one in every £7 that goes into a UK pension fund is from them or something. I mean, if that does go away, it's a big problem. But it just feels to me like it might be a big problem.
Simon, as always, thought-provoking. Thank you very much indeed. Let's take a very quick break and then move straight back.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. we do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.